This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Where and when will Hurricane Ian slam into Florida? Forecasters say it'll hit the southwest coast within hours, but precisely where, they still don't know yet. They expect damage across a wide area of Florida. Gil Gonzalez lives in Tampa.
We got sandbags and all kinds of anti-flooding devices that we're going to set up here in a little while.
This could be a catastrophic Category 4 hurricane with 130-mile-per-hour winds before it roars ashore later today. Tampa, St. Petersburg, Fort Myers among the communities watching for this hurricane. The AP's Donna Warder.
Robbie Berg of the National Hurricane Center says most of Florida will be impacted by Ian.
We have watches and warnings up for much of the Florida Peninsula, most of the Florida Peninsula. So really the entire state is being affected in some way by the storm.
Florida residents have been boarding up their homes in preparation of this afternoon's expected arrival of the storm. At least 2.5 million people were ordered to evacuate. Ian is expected to strengthen to a Category 4 hurricane when it slams into the state's southwest coast. I'm Donna Warder.
The hurricane knocked out power in Cuba when it hit yesterday. Cuba's entire power grid collapsed. They've been working to try to restore power to the 11 million people there. The voting is over in the Russian-occupied regions of Ukraine, and pro-Moscow administrations there say their residents want to join Russia. That voting widely seen in the West as a sham. Sirhan Sirhan, who assassinated presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy in 1968, will ask a judge today to free him from prison. He is 78 years old. Homeless people and their advocates are suing the city of San Francisco, saying it should stop harassing people living on the streets. This is AP News. Now to what the U.S. is doing about refugees. The AP's Lisa Dwyer has this.
There will be no change in the U.S. target for refugee admissions. President Joe Biden is formally keeping the nation's cap on refugee admissions at 125,000 for the 2023 budget year, despite pressure from refugee advocates who want it raised even higher after falling far short of that target this year. The refugee admissions program suffered deep cuts under the Trump administration, which cut admissions to a record low. Biden raised the cap to four times that amount this year, but so far fewer than 20,000 refugees have been admitted. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
As the war in Ukraine drags on, there is an increase in the number of Russian citizens who have fled their country since President Putin announced a mobilization of reservists. 194,000 have now left Russia, going to neighboring Georgia, Kazakhstan, and Finland. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.